Jesus of Nazareth by Elder David B. Haight of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. From an April 1994 General Conference Address. See Ensign, May 1994, pages 75 through 78. For behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent. Doctrine and Covenant, section 19, verse 16. The Thursday before his death, Jesus met with the twelve in an upper room to celebrate the Passover. During the meal, he said that one of them would betray him, and a deep sadness fell over all of them. Then Jesus told Judas, "That which thou doest, do quickly." John chapter 13, verse 27. Judas left the room to do his awful deed. Jesus taught his disciples many things that night as he tried to prepare them for what he knew was coming. Then they got up from the table, sang a hymn, and walked together to the Garden of Gethsemane. The awful hour of his deepest suffering had arrived. Nothing remained but the torture of physical pain and mental anguish, and he must face that hour alone. Then came Judas with his betraying kiss. Christ's surrender to his enemies, the insults and scorn of the multitudes, his appearance before Pontius Pilate, then Herod, then Pilate again. Then Pilate delivered Jesus to be scourged, whipped with leather straps that have sharp pieces of bone or rock embedded in them. Jesus was nailed to the cross on that fateful Friday morning, probably between 9 and 10 o'clock. At noon, darkness spread over the whole land for 3 hours. At about the ninth hour, Christ cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. In that bitterest hour, the dying Christ was alone. Later, Christ exclaimed in triumph, "Father, it is finished." Matthew chapter 27, verse 50, see footnote. "And Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Then he bowed his head and voluntarily gave up his life. Christ's body was lovingly carried to a nearby garden where a new tomb belonging to Joseph of Arimathea was located. On the dawn of that first ever Easter morning, the two Marys and other women carried their precious spices and ointments to the tomb to finish preparing the body for burial. They wondered who would help them remove the stone that blocked the opening of the tomb. To their amazement, they found the heavy stone already rolled away, the body of Jesus gone, and two angels in white bearing witness that Christ had risen from the dead. The prophet Alma taught that an atonement had to be made by God himself to appease, help meet the demands of justice, that God might be a perfect, just, and merciful God. See Alma chapter 42, verse 15. "I bear witness that Jesus Christ lives, that he is our Savior and the pathway to true happiness." End of the article, Jesus of Nazareth by Elder David B. Haight of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.